Hello and welcome to LEC Transcendent. My name is Al Bean and I am proud to serve as the commissioner of the Little East Conference. Today, we will take an opportunity to speak with George Cortez, a senior from Western Connecticut State University from Fairfield, Connecticut, and a major in business management. LEC Transcendent will provide us an opportunity to speak with and highlight student athletes participating in the Little East Conference and discuss the impact and the difference they're making outside of competition and the classroom. First of all, George, welcome. And I want to congratulate you on an outstanding season in men's soccer at WestCon. Having an opportunity to play in the NCAA National Tournament must have been a wonderful experience. What did that really mean to you?
Thank you so much, first off. It was a really incredible experience for us at WCSU to experience that. And just getting to play in the national tournament, again, it was just such an honor. Honestly, it was kind of hard to put into words what it means. It was like our second time going into there. Since last year was our first time, and since 2018 that we got to do it. So honestly, it was just hard work, dedication, and growth from our team from the past couple of years.
That's great. A lot of memories for you to have forever, I think.
Yeah.
George, can you tell me a little bit about the work you're doing with physically and mentally challenged children in the community?
I've been fortunate enough to work with children who have just faced physical and mental challenges throughout community programs and events. It involves just organizing activities that make them like feel included and empowered, whether it's through sports, arts, or just simple one-on-one interactions. I mean, the goal is basically to just create a space where they just feel seen, valued, and capable of just achieving great things, no matter the obstacles they face, like in their lives. I've learned so much from them, and honestly, it's some of the most rewarding work I've ever done.
How long have you been doing this, George?
For this, only just like a year and a half, but I have been working just with children throughout, like just coaching, a lot of stuff.
Can you tell me maybe what or who inspired you to get involved and dedicate your time to helping these children?
I feel like it just came through, like the inspiration came through different places. I mean, growing up, I did see people in my community who did face like a couple challenges, like they did have like a lack of support, but I can gratefully thank my parents and my coaching staff. They always like gave my back and showed me like the value of helping others. They always just gave me joy and confidence to just speak up and just like say anything that can just come out of my chest, even if it's like not like nothing is harmful ever to say. And it's about just giving chances to anybody. That's all.
Through your work with these children, what really are your hopes and dreams for them as you work to support them through their challenges on a regular basis?
The biggest hope I feel is to pursue their dreams, and no matter the challenges they face, I hope they achieve anything like they want. I want them to know that their worth isn't defined by just the struggles, but just by like they have so much strength, resilience, and just some unique talents that I've never seen. And I hope they just build confidence, find their passion, and just develop the skills they need to navigate through life. And I want to know that they're surviving, they're thriving, and they're capable of just achieving greatness in whichever way they can.
I'm sure they appreciate your involvement very much. Who can you point to as role models in your life, and how have they impacted you as a person?
I can say my parents have been a big role model in my life. They've taught me a lot throughout my life. They've supported me. They've been there. They've always guided me. They've always given me lessons. Every time I've accomplished something, or if I fail something, they teach me lessons about like leadership, about, being accountable of my own mistakes, and I really do I'm grateful to just say my parents are my big role models.
Any of your faculty or your coaches that have really been really critically important to you as you've navigated this journey so far?
Yeah, I could say just the coaching staff that I've been through my last 4 years at WestCon, they've been amazing. I couldn't thank them so much for the opportunity they gave me. I know coming in, I remember as a freshman, just a little kid. Well, not a little kid, but a little boy, and they made me grow to the man that I am right now. And I really thank them, my coach Joe and coach Nick especially.
George, how has your experience at Western Connecticut to this point impacted you? And what's next for you following graduation?
Well, my time at WCSU, I could say, has been amazing. At the beginning, I did say I was taking it for granted, but since I've got to my last 2 years, obviously it was amazing. The opportunities I've had here, both academically and athletically, it just helped me grow in ways that I didn't expect. I've learned a lot of stuff through teamwork and management. And some of my plans long term, I just hope to find a career with the passion that I have. Obviously, with sports and management, I want to hopefully work something between those, and possibly through anything youth development or community outreach programs. I wouldn't mind doing that. But my ultimate goal is just to leave a positive mark wherever I go, hopefully.
That's great. Do you think, George, do you think the actions that and the things that you've done and have inspired any of your teammates or your friends to also get involved in some of this work?
Yeah, I could say so. I wouldn't just say just the stuff that I do, but I know the coach and staff have helped us a lot to get some of these opportunities or some of these experience. I know a bunch of my teammates do coaching themselves or do love helping kids, and we do love helping the community out at Western Connecticut. It's just something I know that we get taught too, and we hope to just keep building out of it.
That's great. George, thanks very much for everything you're doing. It's great to see you out there helping in the community, helping others, lifting them up. I want to wish you happy holidays and continued success as you move forward.
Got it. Thank you so much. I wish you happy holidays and a happy new year.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.